last week I shared about ministry mandates in terms of, and that was about the things that God has spoken to us and the things he's encouraged us to actually press into. And I want to just touch that, and then we're going to go on in sharing about the different visions that God's given us for the things he's called us to do. Particularly today, we want to share about the visions about buildings and different things that God's asked us to do. I'll leave that one there. Okay, so last week we looked at the fact that we have a butterfly as a logo, and it's about transformation. And that's about transformation of the whole person. Our homes, our family, church, everything. It's not just simple thing. It's about every part of our life God wants to transform and make according to his kingdom and his purpose. But we also want to see transformation of the whole community that we live. We are here to be a blessing. God has blessed us. He wants to transform us so we could be an agent of transformation wherever we are, in our workplaces, everywhere. And our whole community, we want to see blessed because we're blessed. And we're here for that. But also the whole world. It's not just limited. And people here can have visions that don't just encompass this place, but can go and touch the world because God wants to touch the world. And actually, it goes beyond the world. It goes to the whole universe and beyond that. And I'm not going to go into what is beyond that, but there's stuff beyond that. So God has given us 7 mandated ministry areas in the church and through the church. And all of us have individual mandates, calls, destinies that God has us to fulfill. And being part of the church here, we want to encourage those things to be fulfilled. Oops, those are those 7 areas. Transformation, like bringing good news, health, sight to the blind, freedom, freedom to captives, harmony, freedom to the oppressed, blessing, about the cancellation of all debts, not just financial debts. Also a media to bring them, preach the good news and to take the good news out. Enterprise, which is blessed to be a blessing. And those mandates come from Isaiah 61 and Luke 4:18. Now, we have to raise up people to be in authority over those areas. So we're looking for people to bring the rule of God's kingdom through those things. It's not just about one person. As a church, we don't believe in a pyramid structure that one person sits at the top. We believe that God gives everybody mandated authority to live and to minister in the kingdom. And so we're looking to raise people up who particularly have hearts in these areas. And you may think, well, that's not me. It's like I thought that years ago. We all think that at stages. But God says he's called and chosen us and appointed us to bear fruit in our lives. We also have the ministry of the church, an apostolic resource center to equip this area, region, and beyond in signs and wonders and in the supernatural ministry of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 9:7, there will be no end to the increase of his government. So God's kingdom will increase. It will continue to increase. There's no end to that increase, hence why it will go from here outwards and actually to the whole universe and beyond, because there is no increase, end to the increase. It will always go on. And God will do it. It says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. The Lord of hosts is a term which talks about the Lord of the angel armies. And we have seen loads of angels attached and associated with this building. We have a big angel that's over this building. And Deb had a vision this morning of legions of angels ready, waiting for us to go. Larry Pearson talked about this being a landing place for angels, in which then we would then send those angels out. And on Friday night, I saw angels come who had bows and arrows, and those were about taking our prayers out, and we can dispatch those angels to take our prayers and to hit the target with our prayers. Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent. If there's going to be an increase and no end to increase, we have to increase. Our own lives have to increase in the presence and the anointing and power of God. But as a church, we have to increase. It says here, stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Place where we dwell, which is this building, we have to stretch out so we dwell in a bigger place. God's got more for us. Spare not. In other words, don't be limited in your vision of what you believe that expansion can be. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your pegs, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations and will resettle desolate cities. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." Sounds a very selfish prayer. But not if you see that we are blessed to be a blessing. So unless we've received, how can we give? Unless we've been blessed, how can we bless? So God wants us to be blessed. And he wants to enlarge our territory so we've got more people to bless. More opportunities to give away. More things that we can actually do in expanding the kingdom of God. And it says, let your hand be with me. So this wasn't about what he could do in his own strength. It was about the hand of God representing the power and authority of God being with him. And as a church, this is our desire, that the hand and authority of God is with us, and we only do what God calls us to do. But he's mandated us to do certain things. So this is what we're looking to press in. Joshua 1:3 says, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. There's a sense that we have to take ownership. It's like if we stand still here, well, that's what we will occupy. If we take steps to walk out into a bigger field, then we can occupy that as well. Now, we believe God desires us to own this building and the site in which this building is on. And that might think, how on earth can you possibly do that? Well, you start one step at a time by owning and taking possession. You take possession in the spirit, then you take possession in the natural realm. So we have to take possession in the spirit first. And this is why we get dreams and visions, so we can do that. So today we desire to share that vision with you, to inspire you and encourage you into that ownership, partnership, supporting what we're doing here in faith, prayer, and financially, because we need to actually buy the thing, so we need funds. I want to encourage you to think, where is my life vision? What's my destiny? And actually, if it's being part of the church here, then you're going to find a part to play. What is your part to play in all the things that we do? And it's not like, oh, well, you have to fit in with the things we've got now, because we're encouraging you to be creative and create your own destinies within what we're doing. So if you don't fulfill the things God's called you to do, then we won't be able to, because we're just corporately a load of yous and me's, aren't we? If you think about it, that's all we are, people. It's not a structure, an organization, it's people. And we're all called to fulfill our destinies. And if we can do that together, we can support and encourage each other in that fulfillment. So what we're going to do, we're going to look at what has God said to us and shown us, visions and dreams. What are the purposes that God wants us to pursue for this site? So the different areas on this site, what are we going to do with it when God gives it us? What have we done already? So steps we've already taken. And what does God want us to do? So we're going to follow through those things. Now, none of this works without faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. So if we believe God is going to give us this whole site, then we need a title deed to it. And faith is our title deed. Because it's a title deed of other things we are hoping for. The dreams, the visions. Being the proof of the things. You see, even though we haven't got those things physically yet, spiritually they already belong to us because we've got proof. Proof is God has shown us and the faith that we have in it. We do not see those things. So in a sense, it's not that they're there physically yet, but we've seen them in the spirit. So we hope for those things being proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So yet we haven't got them physically, but they're still just as much facts in our spirit, in our hearts. And that's how faith works. Matthew 17:20, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain. Faith speaks. So we have to speak the things that God has shown us. It's no good having dreams and visions if you don't call them forth, speak them out, which is what we're doing this morning. So if we can say to the mountain, and a mountain may be a picture of an obstacle or a thing in the way, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. This was Jesus talking to his disciples. If you have faith that can speak, nothing is impossible. Now you might look and think, whoa, you've got a big vision, but nothing's impossible if you operate in faith. Matthew 19:26. With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So when we look, can we make this happen in our own strength? Absolutely not. But with God, there is nothing that's impossible for us, which is awesome. So, what has God said? 1993, God actually said to us, don't build anywhere, build everywhere. Not to have buildings. So we didn't have any buildings, and there are other things we didn't have in 1993. We didn't have any chairs. Because God wanted to break things and change things. So we didn't have buildings. But then 1997, God gave us a prophetic word to prophesy out to the community, we're here to serve you. And then that's when God started bringing people that needed help, which we were incapable of providing in our own strength. And God has taught us over the years different things. So in 2000, God spoke to us about actually having a center to provide community services, to help people in need. That was not just to have a church building where we met on a Sunday and it was shut for the rest of the week. It was about having a place that we could do lots of different things. And we did lots of different things. We had youth things in there. We had family workshops. You know, we had structured day programs and the drop-in center when we first started in that building. Now look, buildings are just part, they're just tools to enable us to fulfill the vision. It doesn't really matter whether you got something or not. It's actually what you do with it. And God wants us to have things so we can use them for his glory, for his kingdom. They're not there just to make us feel good. Oh yeah, great, we've made it. We've got lots of buildings. You can have lots of buildings. If they're empty and nothing's going on in them, what's the point of that? Actually, it's because we want to see kingdom things going on. The kingdom of God being expanded and manifested in through those things. So yeah, we're going to share about lots of things, but actually it's all about God's kingdom, not ours. We're not building an empire. We want to build a place where God can fill and occupy and change people's lives. So he has given us dreams and visions. They are large and they're increasing. Because if his kingdom is increasing, so must ours. If we're a part of his kingdom, we're part of an ever-increasing ministry which God is going to do in the future. Now, I believe Barnstable is going to be a revival center. It's going to be a city of refuge. There's going to be awesome things that happen here. And as a church, we're part of that. And our part in it is to operate and equip people in the supernatural and to do different things. There are other churches who've got other parts to play in that. I believe God has got a destiny for this area that it's great to be part of. Okay, history. Where's Jeremy? Come on, Jeremy. Share some history.
Share some history. How long have I got, Mike? Okay, at that time when we were meeting in Freedom Center 1, as Mike has called it, over with what's now the Define Gym, we looked at this place over here, which used to be called Texas Home Care. And it was a DIY shop, like it has been recently. And I looked at that, and something in me said, God said to me, you need to take possession of that place. Okay? So I was working nights. I was working 12:30 till 8:30, five days a week, except that one day I actually had to finish at 7:30 because I was only doing a 39-hour week. So at 7:30 on a Tuesday morning, I used to go and pray around that building. And I prayed around that building for probably 5-6 years every Tuesday morning for an hour. And no sooner had I started praying around that building than they put a fence up to stop me. That wasn't their reason for putting the fence up. It was presumably they were getting people, because it used to be the backyard was completely open. You could actually physically walk all the way around the building. But probably only 3 or 4 weeks into praying, they put that fence up. So I was faced with an issue then. It's like, okay, how do I pray around the building? Think bigger. Had that scripture in my head. I don't know whether it was in the forefront of my thinking, but that scripture was there about strengthening your tent pegs, lengthening your cords. enlarging the place, okay? Can't walk round it on its own. I have to walk round some other things as well. So I started walking bigger. I actually walked all the way round, up to the school and down to the traffic lights and back down to the front of the building again. I had to walk round that. And so after a little while, I started to look over this way and think, there's quite a lot more of this campus, over here. I should be walking around that as well. So I actually walked a figure of eight, which it occurs to me that that's actually quite important at the moment, because I walked a figure of eight, and I walked all the way around that bit that I was already walking around, and then I walked along that bit along the stream again and walked round all the way around this bit of the building, all the way around here, to the front, to McDonald's, and down back. So I was actually walking a figure of eight and praying all the time. And at that time, I heard a guy sharing on the God Channel about what they had done in Colorado Springs, which was they'd looked at empty buildings and they'd prayed over them that God would not allow them to be let or bought by anyone without the permission of the Holy Spirit. As a result, huge numbers of Christian ministries moved into Colorado Springs. And so I thought, I had that, you know, that was in my thinking. And I came round this building one day, it was Bairdwar at the time, and there was a sail board on the end. And something went click in my head. I stood back and commanded this building not to be sold or leased to anybody without the permission of the Holy Spirit. Within a few weeks, SDS had moved in here, satellite systems. I'm not saying I didn't think any more of it, but I just thought, okay, that's fine if that's how it is. If the Holy Spirit is saying yes to that, carry on walking figure of eight. After a while, this place came up. I didn't know it came up as a possibility. SDS were looking for someone to lease the top of the building. They wanted to stay in the bottom of the building and lease the top. Is that right? Mike came round here, didn't tell me. Did you come, or did you? Can't remember. Yeah, a couple of you came and looked at it, I think, and went away and not big enough. This is quite funny because actually it's like four times the size of what we had at the time. so not big enough. And eventually, as you know, 2006 was it that we moved in here? 2005. We moved in here. So look, this stuff actually works. It's like, this is not to blow my own trumpet. It's like, I caught something, I did what God showed me to do, and we're here this morning. Now, there's been lots of other things that have contributed to that along the way. There are lots of natural reasons why things happened, but actually none of them might have happened if we hadn't been pursuing something in faith. The reason why I say it's interesting that I've walked that bit as a figure of eight twice is because that stretch of path between, which goes alongside Focus, as it is now, or was, and is now empty, which is another part of the story. That bit from these traffic lights down here, just the pedestrian crossing, through to the bit there where the crossroads is by the back of Wicks and Argos and so on, that's actually called Freedom Strait. And it actually is called Freedom Strait. Officially, there's a sign up that says so. There's a reason for that as well. But back of that is I've prayed that bit twice as much as I've prayed any other bit.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay. So, buildings. We started off in the Castle Centre, which is a tiny little place in town, and we actually met in all sorts of schools. Thornton, Pilton, Forches, Park, Woodville. Didn't leave many out. Because God moved us around. Because wherever you step, there's something that has possession. And God wanted us to bring blessing to the whole area. So, Freedom Center 1 in Trinity Street, Freedom Center 2 here. So, what has God shown us? I've had lots of dreams and visions about this area. It's like what Jeremy shared. It's like, you know, I was not aware of that, but I used to walk down and actually God gave me really two or three really specific dreams about the building opposite. And about what God wanted to do. And some of that was... It was about a community center. And this was way before we had any idea of a building. You know, this was just a dream, but it was a really specific dream, and it was about freely providing services for everyone who's in need. And I saw that expanding out into the whole realm of the supernatural as well, so much so that I saw people coming here from all over the world, that so much that they actually turned Chivna Air Base into a landing strip so planes could land here. Now you think, well, that's just ridiculous. Why? If people want to come here from all over the world, it'd be great to have an airport, wouldn't it? But God can do things like that. Once you start seeing the vision, speaking it out, having it in your heart. I've seen a whole thing of an apostolic resource center, equipping a united generation in supernatural ministry, a health center, providing holistic provision, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, across the board. I've seen that in the spirit. I've seen this whole building with a whirlwind pillar of fire over it, going round and round and round, and a whole load of junk getting sucked up from it. And when I saw that, I actually saw the building with a different color scheme. And actually, when Phil was looking about the colors for this building, we were discussing it, it was like, I don't really want a gray building, because what I saw was blue. But we've actually got blue trim, and when you look at it from a distance, it actually looks much more blue than it does gray, and it was a very light shade of green blue that I saw. When I saw that, I saw on the corner of the building a pennant or a flag, and it wasn't like blowing around in the wind, it was directed out and sort of like solid, if you like, pointing north, south, east, and west, which was, again, talking about that we would be going out from this place in those areas. And then I saw another vision. We were praying in the car park with Michael Bryan, and I had an open vision of the whole new glass porch area on the front of the building, which I just saw as I was standing there. So I've had lots of dreams about that. You know, I've actually seen and had a vision about purpose-built accommodation on this whole site for the homeless and for the addicted. A hospital-type assessment unit, and this was a really, really, really detailed dream because I saw it, for 25 people, supported community for 70 people, and semi-supported individual flats for 250 people. I think, wow, that's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. Because I've seen that, I've spoken it out, and it's in my heart, and I'm calling it forth. And as I walk around this area, wherever there is a space that I think we're going to have for that build, that area, I can see it. I can see it, and I know we're going to start to see that sort of thing. So what's God shown us? Becky, where's Becky? Come and share. Becky had some major visions about this stuff, which she's going to share, which is really excellent.
I've actually got quite a bit, so bear with me. At the beginning of the year, God gave me something really physical, tangible. I could feel it. We were worshipping here, and all of a sudden this something just landed in my gut. It was just, it's like he physically gave it to me. And I had this vision, and I'll read out what I've written because it just makes more sense that way. I see us worshipping in the old Focus building. I see it empty before the meeting, and we are praising with flags and banners, ushering in his presence. I see the building full, absolutely full of people worshipping. I see people spilling out and the music being broadcast outside so people can worship. I see an open heaven so others can see it too, and people were looking up at it. Other people were seeing it. It wasn't just seeing it in the spirit. I see heaven descending over the building and then out over the town. I see us unified in worship, and that brings more and more anointing, and it spreads and seeps and grows and travels like liquid gold. There is a waterfall, and as people walk out, they will walk through it, and it sticks to the soles of their shoes, and they take the kingdom, the holy ground, with them. I see us occupying the whole building here. We have this existing part of the building and the old Focus building. This new bit. We're using this for meetings, and then there's the other building, which is one big room. There is lots of rooms, and on the ground floor there are offices above. The rooms below were healing rooms, or rooms where we were meeting and sort of praying for people to be healed. I actually saw Nigel and Sam teaching worship in the meeting room, in the big, our big sort of meeting room. The stage is in, it's like floor to ceiling, it's high ceiling, it's not split into sort of, like this building, it's sort of two floors. This building had meeting rooms where the stage is behind us, but this space here was still used for smaller meetings, so for teaching and that kind of thing. And I saw various people teaching, and there were things going on each night, and we were, each of us were doing sort of different things, and we were bringing things and the gifts that God had given us each. The old Focus building, which from here on in I'll call our new building, was used as a place of praise and prayer. People prayed in there regularly, and I saw the fire of God come to live in the place. It felt like God planted this vision inside of me. It was very real and very powerful. And then several days later from this vision, I saw the new building, which is the ARC, and I saw Jesus on a white horse over the building being surrounded by angels. As we prayed and pressed into him, saw the fire in the building at the far end near the stage, and it went wild, flashed fast and consumed the whole building. And as it did, it ignited the footprints that had led away from the building, so the people who had taken footprints with them, the glory with them, it just, like, when you like you see in the films and you see fire is ignited when petrol was poured on the ground, it was just like, it just ignited like that, and it went really fast. And it led away from the building. The footprints caught fire, and the fire travelled like petrol and blazed a trail across town and wherever people had travelled. Following that, I had visions of God came to me, and whilst I was praying, and I basically was ploughing up the land of the footprint, this whole sort of area that we've been talking about, and it was like I was literally ploughing the land. I could feel that I was tilling the ground, and I couldn't actually, for a while, I couldn't actually see what we were doing, but I was with Jesus and we were just moving. And then afterwards, I had like almost like a blindfold on, you know how horses have blinkers on their eyes. It was like that, so I couldn't see what I was doing. But then God sort of took that off, and I could see then that what had happened is all the ground had been ploughed in the middle, and we'd started off, we'd gone round the outside of the building, the footprint rather. So the path that we've walked and that Mike's walked and Jeremy's walked, that was being ploughed up, and it was a deep furrow. But then we'd moved and ploughed up the land in the middle, and then I saw angels going along, and they were taking stones out of the ground. So they were just removing all the lumpy bits and taking out all the rocks and things. Like if you dig land up and, you know, there's rocks inside of it. So they were just being taken out, and the land was being, it's like it's been cleansed and ready for planting. And then I saw angels sowing seeds. And I asked God what it was, and he said it was seeds of righteousness. And then moving on sort of a few days and weeks, I've frequently seen clouds over the land, and I've seen rain pouring over the land, and I can see that it's growing, that it's becoming fertile, and that the seeds that have been planted are starting to take root. Another thing, again, a few months ago, I was up early and I was praying, and God said to me really clearly, what are the possibilities? I was like, okay. So I just got my book and just started writing. And I felt that God was saying, actually, just think big, dream big, you know, ask him, what are the possibilities? And these are the things that I wrote down. And I'm sure that you can all think of other things. And this is just what God put on my heart that day. Billions of pounds. Having influence enough to change the values of this country to become Christian again, seeing whole town salvations, transformations, growing crops out of season. You've heard me talk about that before. I've just got this thing of actually not being conformed to what people say should grow or shouldn't grow, or, you know, with God, all things are possible. So, you know, if we want to grow crops that typically grow in the tropics, then I think we should be able to. Understanding and developing the source of energy, green, that's totally sustainable and limitless. Seeing God do heart transplants and other organ transplants. For some of you, you might not know, but I actually quite like writing. So God's put it on my heart to write, and I've been doing that for quite a while. So the other thing here is write million-pound or multi-million-pound blockbuster novels that get turned into films. And what I saw was something similar to like the next Harry Potter, but instead of getting darker, they gradually reveal God. Have worship sessions at Wembley and the Bowl, and basically have worship sessions all over the world in major stadiums, united glorifying of God. Having God publicly acknowledged by having a sign saying, "Welcome to Barnstable, a town highly blessed and favoured by God." Doctors' surgeries are closed and churches take over the buildings for healing. Have 100% employment in our town. See angels with my natural eyes. See the kingdom of heaven with my natural eyes. Bring the light and life of Jesus into people's lives wherever I am or we are. Precious gems appearing wherever I go. Beautiful, unique stones. And, you know, I'm sure that you can all sort of like ask God and he'll give you amazing possibilities. I've seen the white stallion over our new building quite regularly. I see Jesus on the stallion, and it's like it's just waiting for us to rally behind him. And one of the visions I had was that I joined him and I was stood beside him, and I could feel that there were just angels all around. And he said to me, "Come with me to the dark places and to bring light." And we just moved forward and we started taking ground. I think I've just got one more thing. This really excited me, but hit me from left field, really, because I'm just, I don't know, sometimes this is sort of like, I'm just being open and honest here. You know, I just, praying for other people doesn't really come natural to me. I have to make myself do it. And it's not that I don't want to be obedient to God, because I do. It's just, I just have to make myself do it. And so this really hit me from sort of out of the blue, really. Gave me a vision of me and several others getting a call to a road traffic accident. It was on the Link Road with a fatality. And I saw myself praying for this man whilst the emergency services were there. And he was brought back from the dead. And I just, something stirred inside of me that day when God gave me that vision of actually we should, as a church, as a people, as God's people, be able to do that. That actually people come to us and say, "We need your help. We need that life-giving, life-bringing glory of God into situations." And in this same vision, I saw people going into the hospital and being told that there was nothing more that could be done. They were going to be told that, "I'm sorry, we've tried everything. It's like, I can't do anything else for you." But they were giving people leaflets. And they were being told that our only hope was to come and see us. And we could pray for them. They were given a brochure that said, "Jesus heals" on the front. And they were coming in to the new building, to the bit down, the sort of other bit behind us here. And they were queuing to get into the front of the building to be prayed for and for Jesus to heal them. And it was publicly acknowledged across town that this was the place to go, that actually you need to go to the church and get healing. I saw at the time that several of us were in the main building and we were praying and praising, and it was out of that glory, that bringing of God's kingdom, that we were then leaving the main room and going into a separate room and praying for people who were waiting to be healed. So we had God's kingdom and we're bringing it in our praise and our prayers and taking it out to people and just praying for them. It was just flowing, and then we're just going away totally healed. We were basically all just taking it in turns. We were just, you know, doing it like in a tag team, like in a relay. Our purpose was to praise God and to bring his glory, but the outcome of that was that actually his glory was flowing so much that we were just praying for people and they were being healed. So people were queuing, so I think that's it.
Okay, let's, anyone else got things? I know a few other of you have got some stuff you want to share at this point. What we want to encourage you actually is to have your own visions and to seek God for the enormous things that God can do through you. Because don't limit him. This is part of what we want to say.
We've previously been up to Cotton Hill and made some declarations over the town, and on Tuesday, Graham and I felt that we should make those declarations again. So we made the declarations and then we stood and we called in God's provision for his church. That's all of you and what he wants to do here. And that was on the 8th of November, 2011, 11:55. I really believe he said, I will release the keys from heaven to unlock the chains of the Focus building and add it to my portfolio. A few months ago, I saw the most huge angel out in the car park. And God just told me to draw it, so I drew it. And I asked him, I've been asking and asking and asking why that angel's there. And God said, that's my angel of provision. If anybody wants to see it, come and see me.
I brought in the big flag this morning because about 6 months ago, Emma came in to me in the morning and went, Mom, I've had a dream. I said, oh, all right, tell me about it. And actually what she saw was looking out of our old house, not our new house, us walking around this footprint. Emma didn't actually understand the footprint at that point, but she said, I saw us walking around the building, and I've actually subsequently gone and asked God about it, and we walked around the footprint 7 times. But we walked around every single day. So that's why the flag's in here, because that's our heart, is that we do that. But this morning when I was praying about it, I've actually seen literally a link of people right round the footprint, which is as Jeremy's described. So you go along here. There's not enough of us here today, but I believe that's what God's provision is. There will be enough of us to actually literally surround this area. But talking about it in the prayer room, Deb said that she saw a legion of angels. Well, they're here, and we're going to command them to come out with us and stand with us and take this ground. I've seen people go in and out of every single building that is on this land, that we're going to take this place for the purposes that God has given us.
Excellent.
Go. In the prayer room at times I've just been there seeking God and asking God for things, and I guess quite a few little practical things that God's dropped into my mind as I've gone through over the time period of time. And I just sat there thinking, and anybody is, you know, what we talked about this morning, what the possibilities are, anybody watched or followed some of the Eddie Stobart, you know, what an amazing unit that's become, what an amazing thing that's become, a vision. And he obviously started off with probably one lorry or one truck or something. But now they own airports, now they own this and they own that. But during my time, just spent with God, little things have dropped to my mind, like Freedom News, Freedom Travel, Freedom Buses, Freedom Taxis. Not simple things, but things like that have just dropped into my spirit. And I got really excited about it. I've seen those wheels in operation.
Excellent. Okay. I mean, there are so many possibilities of these sorts of things. I know Becky also had a vision at one stage of like the fire of God being over this building and people streaming down all the hills and coming here. I think you had a picture like that. Sam had a picture like that when he was in Bethel, this building being on fire, people running into the fire, not from it. And I think we've got to see that we need the presence, the glory of God here. It's not enough just to have good ideas or even big visions. It's God's presence and his glory that will fulfill these things. Now, can you see it? It's like you've got to start seeing this stuff for yourself. See your part in it. We have to expand the church buildings to do the things God's called us to do. We need a larger auditorium. Well, why? Because God is going to add more people. We need healing rooms, a resource center, so we can run conferences, supernatural ministry school, 24/7 prayer room, media production center, enterprise creation center, a health center, all these things. Because we need to actually do these things. We've been called with creative gifts. There are so many creative people here. We need to release that creativity in all sorts of media ways, in terms of enterprise. An enterprise is a project or undertaking requiring initiative and resources. That comes from God. The readiness to embark on new ventures with adventurous spirit, ingenuity, boldness, and energy. That's what enterprise is. And God has given people here with that spirit to make things happen and to change things. But we have to shake ourselves out of the old apathy. So what? There's a recession. There's no recession in heaven. Heaven's resources are just as much now as they've always been, and we have access to them. So what are the purposes that God wants us to pursue this site for? Well, there's next door, the old Focus building, Smith's News up the road, Crafty Devils, I'm going to change the name of that one. Industrial units, lots of them. There's a bus depot, housing units. Those are some of the things that are on this site. Okay, so there's a picture of what we have already. I did manage to get a little bit of blue sky last week. It was hard, but I did find some. That is next door, okay? So what are we going to do with next door? We're going to turn it into Freedom Center. So, like that. So there's going to be ministry rooms, offices, media studios, healing rooms, Freedom Church. We can meet there. Focus building. What's going to happen to that? Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. Smith News, Freedom Social Enterprises. We're going to turn Smith News into good news. So we can get good news out into the community. Basically a whole lot of industrial units. It's called at the present Tall Mill Business Park. But we'll become Freedom Social Enterprise Business Park, and we'll be owned and managed by Freedom Trust. So we've got to start seeing this stuff in the realm of the spirit. Now, not this isn't because we have a desire just for lots of things. We have a purpose for that in our vision. We want startup business units to help people in employment, employment training, enterprise development, car service, maintenance, Freedom taxis. Great. Because we want to bless people in what we do. A food bank, fair trade, housing that's affordable and supportive for people. All those things are part of our vision. And there are lots of other things as well. Crafty Devils. Freedom Health Center. See, I want to change the name of things. Just transform them into things that are there for God's kingdom and his purposes. There's a whole lot of houses. Freedom Communities. And we will in the future be sharing about Freedom Communities and what our heart is for communities where we can bless and serve. That's the picture of Freedom Straight. I took that last week. It's actually a sign which was put together by Newport Life and Cycle. Naming that straight, Freedom Straight. So even our name is actually on it now, which is a sign, a prophetic sign. And actually we are going to bring things straight. Righteousness, justice. We're going to change things. So what have we done? Well, we've dreamed and prophesied a lot. We've staked out and walked this area before. We've prayer walked it. I've prayer walked it, Jeremy. I know Becky has run around it. I've seen her walking around it. I'm not quite running, but just going to run around it. We've opened a buildings account because we believe God, we need the finances. We're sowing church-wise £300 into that account every month, but we may need 30 to 300 million. Now you think, well, that's impossible. Naturally speaking, of course it is. But if you haven't got £3, 3 million makes no difference, does it? Or 300 million, or 3 billion, or 300 billion. But God's got all the resources of heaven. When you start to do his business, it's his business to provide. But we need to do what he's called us to do. Because some of the things we've already done. We need to start in faith sowing. So we're sowing. We've given opportunity for you to sow. There's some things over there. If you want to sow regularly into that building's account, even if it's £1 a month, it's a faith step to say we are sowing into, because we can't expect God just to come up with the finances if we're not prepared. So as a church, we've said we're going to sow all the excess income we've got into that thing because we want to see those things bought. That's what that footprint looks like. We say a footprint because it looks like a footprint. And you can see there are 10 different numbers, 1 to 10. Those are the stake things that we banged into the ground. So we walked around with stakes. On the stakes had specific scriptures. And as we walked around, we banged them into the ground. They're still out there today. And they carry those scriptures, and the impact of the truth of that word is in the ground and will give us ownership, because we want to see that place blessed, and we want to see that whole footprint become a place of blessing for other people. So what are the scriptures? And we'll finish with this. Isaiah 54:1. Again, we've looked at that, enlarging tent pegs. Isaiah 42:6. I am the Lord. I called you in righteousness. I will also uphold you by the hand and watch over you. I will appoint you as a covenant to people, a light to nations, to open blind eyes, to bring prisoners out of dungeon, those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I will proclaim them. Well, we get prophetic vision. Isaiah 61, our DNA scripture, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not calamity, to give you future and a hope. And as we call on him, then he's going to meet us in that. Isaiah 58. Is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry, bring the homeless poor into the house, when you see the naked to cover him, and to not hide yourself from your own flesh? And it goes on. Then your light will break forth as the dawn. And you can read these scriptures for yourself. I will put that one. Jeremiah 31:21. Set up for yourself roadmarks. Place for yourself guideposts. Direct your mind to the highway. See, we have to look and see all these things. And some of the things we've done are like that. Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come. Glory of the Lord has risen over you. Again, scripture's there. Isaiah 61:6. You will be called priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. God is going to give us more. Jeremiah 32:6. The word of the Lord came to me saying, buy of my field, for you have the right of possession, and the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. We've been called to possess. Isaiah 57:13. He who takes refuge in me will inherit the land and will possess my holy mountain, place of authority. It will be said, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstacle out of the way of my people. God is going to do this. Isaiah 32:1. Behold, the king will reign righteously, and princes will rule justly. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a huge rock in a parched land. Then the eyes of those who see it will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. People are going to be drawn to what God does through his people. Isaiah 9:6 again. About the increase of his government. Joshua 1:6. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now obviously the primary illustration of some of these scriptures is bigger than us, but God has spoken them to us. We put them in the ground. Isaiah 2:2. It will come about that in the last days the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as chief of the mountain. God is going to do awesome things in these days. We have to be ready. And we have to be willing, and we have to see our part in it. So yeah, this is a big vision. How can you be involved? Own it. See your part in it. Have faith. Outwork your own destiny, because God has got so much for each of you. Believe. Be of one heart, mind, and purpose. Be creative. Start calling forth these things creatively. Pray. Seek God. Continue to prophesy. Sow financially. march around. What we're going to do over the next 7 days is to march around that footprint. So today, after we've had our time of praise, we're going to go out and march around. On Monday, 6:30, Tuesday, Monday to Friday, 6:30, anyone who would like to come, we're going to march around that, just this area together. Becky saw three people marching together in groups, and what do you see? A coil of things over the center that as we marched around was being energized by our prayer as we walked around. Joshua 6:2, the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all men of war, circling the city once, and you shall do it for 6 days, and then do it again on the seventh day." So we're going to march around. Any of you want to march around on your own, that's great. But I believe we need to pray and call things forth. Also, the first step in terms of expanding what we're going to do is healing rooms. And on Wednesday the 25th of July, I want, if anyone's interested in healing, healing rooms, being involved in healing ministry, then we're just going to come together to see who's up for that sort of thing and talk about it. It's just an exploratory meeting to see where we're at, but an opportunity to be involved in healing and bringing the visions that God has shown apart. Just step one. Amen? So I want to encourage you, just be willing to embrace